At a rally at the Capitol, survivors and their advocates celebrated just before the vote was held in the state Senate and Assembly. Michael Polenberg with Safe Horizons, a group that provides social services for victims of abuse and violent crime, says survivors have had a long wait for justice.
For too long, we've had one of the most restrictive laws in the nation, and that changes today.
The measure expands the statute of limitations to report crimes of childhood sexual abuse to age 28 from 23. The statute of limitations for civil suits will now be age 55. In addition, all survivors, regardless of their age, will be granted a one-year look-back window to bring civil court cases against those they say abused them. Survivors were joined by sponsors of the measure, past and present, and the legislative leaders, including Democratic Senate Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins. She lamented how long survivors have waited for the legislation.
We say to the victims that we hear you. We are responding in the most responsible way possible. And we are really, really sorry it took so long. We really are.
Until this year, the bill was stalled in the Senate, which was formerly led by Republicans. The Catholic Church had long opposed the bill, but a few days ago dropped its objections when the measure was amended to make clear that public schools, hospitals, and other public institutions would also be included among the organizations that survivors can sue. Richard Tallner, a longtime advocate for the measure, says he was repeatedly sexually abused by a priest while a teenager at a Catholic high school on Long Island. Tallner says he'll be filing a lawsuit soon.
My next step is to review everything and bring my case forward. It's been a long time coming. The Catholic Church turned me down initially despite a volume of evidence and backup witnesses, so I will be moving forward.
Tallner, who is in his late 50s, says he thinks the law should go further and not limit the statute of limitations for criminal actions against alleged abusers. He says it often takes survivors decades to come to terms with what happened and be ready to seek legal recourse. Some other states, including California, set the statute of limitations for criminal prosecution at age 40, while other states like Maine have no limit for reporting the crimes. And he says New York no longer imposes a statute of limitations for reporting rape.
We're of the mindset that should be the same way for child sex abuse, and we'll be looking forward to looking at the law in the future to change that.
Governor Cuomo, who also met with survivors of childhood sexual abuse before the vote, says he's not swayed by concerns expressed by some organizations, like the Boy Scouts and even some public schools, that numerous lawsuits and settlements might lead to bankruptcies.
Then they shouldn't have committed the crime. And you can't say to a victim, well, maybe you're right, but the price of justice is too high.
Supporters say the new law will not only help survivors, it could also prevent others from becoming victims, since publicly naming alleged perpetrators would bring attention to them and make it more difficult for them to repeat a crime. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.